Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, you're listening to Luke's English Podcast. This is not a full episode today. This is just a quick message to say hello to everyone and to let you know that I'm going on holiday for about 5 days. I'm going to Spain, Alicante in the south of Spain, to go rock climbing with some friends. So I'll be on holiday for a few days, which means that I won't be uploading another full podcast for about another week. I've got one prepared. It's half finished, but it's not ready to be uploaded onto the internet yet. So I'll load that up when I get back from my holiday. It was my birthday yesterday, and I had a little celebration down next to the river in a pub which is close to my house. And some of my friends came and joined me, and we had a few drinks and stuff, and that was really great fun. And I'm on holiday from work for 2 weeks now. And so 5 of those days will be spent in Spain rock climbing. Looking forward to it very much. It's going to be great. So this podcast is just a little extra message, just to kind of let you know that a new full podcast will be uploaded soon. So don't worry, I haven't forgotten about everyone, and I haven't forgotten to upload one. It's just that I'm busy having fun on holiday. Now, I thought that just to give you something to listen to and to enjoy and to study while you wait for the next podcast, I would play you a little comedy clip. The comedy clip that I'm going to play you is by a comedy group from the UK called Monty Python's Flying Circus. Now, you might have heard of them. Let's see, probably the most famous member of the group is John Cleese. And John Cleese is an actor who he was in some James Bond movies as Q, the guy who gives James Bond all of his machines and weapons and things. And he's also in a very successful comedy called Fawlty Towers, which is probably the most famous thing that he's ever done. But Monty Python's Flying Circus was a group of comedians who came out of Oxford and Cambridge universities, joined together to make one of the best and one of the most influential comedy programmes on the television here in the UK. Everyone knows Monty Python and everyone loves them here. They're very, very popular. So I'm going to play you a little comedy scene that they did. They performed it live at the Drury Lane Theatre in, I think, 1974. The title of this sketch is called The Four Yorkshiremen. Now, a Yorkshireman is just a man who comes from Yorkshire. Yorkshire is an area in the north of England, okay? And basically, the kind of comedy or the funny part of this sketch is, well, the fact that these four Yorkshiremen basically are sitting together, if you can imagine, they're sitting together drinking some very expensive wine because now they're rich, okay? They're old and rich now, but they didn't used to be rich. When they were children and when they were growing up, they all had very, very difficult lives, and they're all working class men who had to work very, very hard in a difficult life in order to get rich. So one of the things about this is that when old men like that get together, they always talk about how hard their lives were in the past and how it's really easy for young people nowadays. Okay, and typically men like that will say things like, you know, the kids of today don't know they're born. Life is much easier for them than it was for us. Right, they just don't know they're born. Or, for example, if they've told a younger person how difficult their lives were, they might say things like, you tell the kids of today that, and they won't believe you, right? So it's kind of typical things that old men say when they're complaining about how their lives were very hard in the past and how young people's lives now are very easy in comparison. And the conversation that they have is they talk about how when they were younger, their lives were so hard, and they describe the difficult conditions that they had to live in when they were growing up. But as they all talk about it, it becomes like a competition, because they all have to describe a much harder life. So if one says that he had to, for example, when he drank tea, because they had no electricity, he had to drink cold tea. And the other one would say, you were lucky, cold tea, you were lucky. We used to have to drink old water out of a rolled up newspaper, right? So they're kind of trying to explain that they had much harder lives, and it's like a competition. Anyway, I think it's very funny, and you can listen to it here, and on the webpage I'll post a script of the sketch so you can read that and understand it and hopefully enjoy it. And I will upload another podcast for you very soon, and you can look forward to that. So thank you very much, and I will speak to you again soon. Thank you. Bye, bye, bye.
Possible. That very possible be the result.
Grand meal that was, yes. Wonderful. Very good. Nothing like a good glass of Chateau Le Chasseler, ages
are. Hey, right there, Obadiah.
Right. Who'd have thought 30 years ago we'd all be sitting here drinking Chateau Le Chasseler, eh?
Aye. In them days we was glad to have the price of a cup of tea.
Aye. A cup of cold tea.
Aye.
Without milk or sugar.
Or tea.
In a cracked cup and all.
Oh, we never had a cup. We used to have to drink out of a roll-up newspaper.
The best we could manage was to suck on a piece of damp cloth. But, you know, we were happy in those days, though we were poor.
Because we were poor. My old dad used to say to me, money doesn't buy you happiness, son.
I was right.
I
was happier then and I had nothing. We used to live in this tiny old house with great big holes in the roof.
House? We were looking to live in a house. We used to live in one room, all 26 of us. No furniture. Half the floor was missing, and we were all huddled together in one corner for fear of falling.
Yeah, you were lucky to have a room. We used to have to live in corridor.
Oh, we used to dream of living in a corridor. Would have been a palace to us. We used to live in an old water tank and a rubbish tip. We got woke up every morning by having a load of rotting fish dumped all over us. House.
Well, when I say house, it was only a hole in the ground covered by a sheet of tarpaulin. But it was a house to us.
We were evicted from our hole in the ground. We had to go and live in a lake.
You were lucky to have a lake. There were 150 of us living in shoebox in middle of the road.
Cardboard box?
No.
You were lucky. We lived for 3 months in a paper bag in a septic tank. You just have to get up at 6 a.m, clean the paper bag, eat a crust of stale bread, go to work down mill, 14 hours a day, week in, week out, for 6 months a week. And when we got home, our dad would thrash us to sleep with his belt.
Luxury. We used to have to get out of the lake at 6 a.m, clean the lake, eat a handful of hot gravel, work 20-hour day at mill for 2 pence a month, come home and Dad would thrash us to sleep with a broken bottle if we were lucky.
Well, of course, we had it tough. We used to have to get up out of shoebox at 12 o'clock at night and lick road clean with tongue. We had 2 bits of cold gravel, worked 24 hours a day at mill for 6 months every 4 years, and when we got home, our Dad would slice us in two with bread knife.
Right. I had to get up in the morning at 10 o'clock at night, half an hour before I went to bed. Drink a cup of sulfuric acid. Work 29 hours a day down mill and pay mill owner for permission to come to work. And when we got home, our dad and our mother would kill us and dance about in our grave singing hallelujah.
And you try and tell the young people of today that. And they won't believe you.
They won't.
Okay, I hope you understood that. I'm sure that there will be things that you didn't understand. And in that case, you should go to the webpage. You can read a script of everything that they are saying. And if there are words that you don't understand, you can check those words in the dictionary, and that will help you. Another thing about that sketch is, because they're all Yorkshire men, they're speaking in a Yorkshire accent. So, you know, sort of speaking a bit like this. You know, in those days, we were happy, even though we were poor. So that's a sort of typical Yorkshire accent, I suppose. If you're actually listening to this and you're from Yorkshire, then I apologise if my Yorkshire accent wasn't very good. Anyway. Right, so check the webpage. You can read the script there and it'll help you to understand it. That's the end of this short podcast, and I will speak to you again soon. Take care. Bye, 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 bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.